AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia. He will be meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman about rising tensions with Iran. Pompeo spoke before leaving the U.S.
We're prepared to negotiate with no preconditions. They know precisely how to find us.
Pompeo also says there will be new sanctions on Iran. But the key point to him is to start negotiations.
The president said repeatedly we want a brighter future for the people of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Those negotiations are the gateway. That's how we'll ultimately achieve this.
Meantime, Iran's naval chief is threatening the United States, saying Tehran is capable of shooting down other American drones, such as the one downed last week by Revolutionary Guard forces. Pompeo also says the U.S. is ready at any moment to talk to North Korea. He talked about the letter President Trump sent recently to Kim Jong-un.
He confirmed that that letter was in fact sent, and I'm hopeful that this will provide a good foundation for us to begin to continue these important discussions with the North Koreans to denuclearize the peninsula.
The North state-run news agency described the president's letter to Kim as excellent and reported Kim said he would seriously contemplate the content. Trade negotiators from the U.S. and China are in contact on the ways of resolving disputes ahead of an expected meeting between President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping later this week at the G20 summit in Japan. Stocks in Asia are mostly higher today. Investors are watching for movement in the U.S. trade dispute with China. President Trump explained why he hesitated to back a possible 2024 presidential run by his vice president, Mike Pence.
Because it was a surprise question. I mean, I'm not even thinking about it. It's so far out. Okay. I mean, it's so far out. That would be the only reason. Now, what happens in 2024? I don't know that Mike is going to run. I don't know who's running or anything else.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the president still did not endorse Pence. The vice president says the president is focusing on 2020. This is AP Radio News. Toy Story 4 did okay at the box office, but it didn't go
to infinity and beyond.
It got great reviews.
I was made for soup.
From critics and audiences.
I am not a toy. I'm litter.
And brought in an estimated $118 million. But Toy Story 4 still fell short of the blockbuster totals some had projected, and it's not quelling worries about the summer movie season, which has seen a string of disappointing sequels.
Carry me?
No.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
At number two, the horror remake Child's Play also opened below expectations with $14
million. Oh, great one who summons me. I stand by my oath, loyalty to Wishes 3.
And in its fifth week,
I'm kidding.
Aladdin remains at number three, earning another $12 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
At the BET Awards, rapper and Los Angeles community activist Nipsey Hussle posthumously earned the Humanitarian Award. He was shot and killed in South Los Angeles in March. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.